Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Doma.
Good morning, Rainey.
Morning, Doma.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Doma.
Good morning, Rainey.
Morning, Doma.
Morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Good morning. Trying to see the temperature for today. What's the temperature?
I don't know this. Good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Susie. Hi, Lee. Welcome, everyone. Good morning, Venerable Kelsa. Good morning, Arlene. Payment and Patty, good morning. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Good morning, everyone.
Did everybody enjoy their extra hour of sleep last night? I sure enjoyed mine.
My cat woke me up at the same time.
Well, yeah, the cat says, what clock?
Exactly. I don't know if it'll adjust like that for the next 6 months or if he'll finally adjust to what he'll do. Maybe if I get him real tired, he'll be able to sleep late. If I keep him up tonight, then he'll be able to sleep later tomorrow morning. I don't know if it works like that with cats.
Cats are on their own clocks at all times.
Yes. It's fun to experiment.
Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Alejandra. I'll get you started for translation.
Donna, can I share my link with Moya that is here with me?
Do you want Moya to translate it?
No, just to join the...
Should be possible. I'm going to go ahead. I'm starting on translating, I think. Yeah, Alejandro, I've got you started on translating. Moya should be able to come in. Is she focus here?
Please have a seat. Venerable Hamula, good morning, Venerable Kelsa, good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Good morning.
Good morning to the Venerable Tenzin Chuing.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Lily Wong. Good morning, Papi Pandiji. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Han.
Good morning, Kishla.
Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Alejandra Chidin. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Fernanda, Marcelo. Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Goina. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, David, too. And David Sibu. Good morning. Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, William. So, anybody watching, you too. Good morning. Venerable Hamula, we lead usual prayer.
So we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra three times. Heata omune mune maha. Mahamunaye Soha Jayata Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, and when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispels of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Tata Samurgate Soha Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Tata Samurgate Soha Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Tata Samurgate Soha Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Tata Samurgate Soha Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Tata Samurgate Soha Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Tata Samurgate Soha Jayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Raja Soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, his head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 In all the person praise and mantra for green tar. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the Liberator Mother, Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 You know the refuge in Bodhicitta there?
Please, all my friend, set up the positive motivation for the class, okay? Not to just to benefit yourselves, not benefit all other sentient beings, huh? And motivation does matter. Motivations, according to spiritual practice, the motivation play important roles, but setting up motivation does matter, okay? Any practice, any form of practice, spiritual practice that you do, so that we must set up positive motivations, okay? So the residing refuge in Bodhicitta prayer is all about, setting up Bodhicitta motivations. So then your practice becomes more powerful. Sanje chodha soje chodham la chajo pardon dame chajoj. Dage cheche jive sunam je andola peje sanje rubwa shon. Sanje chodha soje chodham la chajo pardon dame chajoj. Dage cheche jive sunam je. Dola peje sanje rubwa shon. Sanje chodha soje chodham la chajo pardo dame chajo. Dage cheche jive sunam je andola peje sanje rubwa shon. Good morning, Moya. Are you in England? Oh, Mexico. Oh, Mexico. Okay. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Govina. Arlene, good morning. Jessica. So we begin with the meditation that I taught last time. It continues, okay? So why I'm doing this, so I want you to have like the full package. So when you do meditation, then you have full instructions, then you learn full instructions. So then... why it's very important. Fourth Tenzin Lama, fourth Tenzin Lama said, so meditation that I kind of like try to lead here is very good for everyone who hasn't achieved shamatha, good for all of us. If you only achieve shamatha, so then need to move to the second level. So need to focus on the shunyata. So anybody who hasn't achieved, so it's very important to learn how to meditate and what is going to happen during your meditations and what kind of obstacles that you face. When you face obstacles, what you should do, all of that, okay? Pambilejian is like two, whoever's walking towards Shamatha. So this meditation is very helpful to keep your mind focus. Keep your mind engaged into the object. The object here we choose is nature of our mind. Conventional nature of our mind, that is the object. Okay? The object needs to be familiar one. Otherwise, that our focus will not improve. If we keep changing the object, our focus will not improve. If you are not concerned about you are concerned is not about shamatha, it's about to keep your mind calm day to day life. In that regard, then I think it doesn't matter. Object really doesn't matter. But object needs to be familiar, otherwise you will just struggle with just to find the object. You may spend a lot of energy just to find the object, so then this all this energy is kind of wasted. Okay? So first we meditate, so then after that I'll talk, so I hope there's enough time. Yeah. You could say the word, you could make it a word, you know, my mind. You could say my mind, clear knowing, like space, no color, no shape, no like space, which has the ability to reflect everything, like mirror. You know, the minute you point it to something, it will reflect there, so like that. You know, you start with like, you begin with that, my mind, clear knowing, like space, nothing to really see, nothing to find, nothing to see. You know? So that is the object. Not the easiest one, but it's not, that's the object that has been mentioned in the teaching, so. So we'll do like maybe somebody just ring the bell or maybe say something after 10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes. We'll do 10 minutes and maybe Lamala will like track the time. 10 minutes. You know. Okay, so around 7. My mind, Sisha Riva, clear knowing, Tongzang Namka Tabo, like empty like space, no color, no shape, that's the object. It's time to focus, alright? No expectations, no concern. Not concern related to the past, the concerned that it's the future, not the death. Just to be present. At the moment, keeping mind on the object is the most important. Not to worry about the sharpness of object. Not to worry about the details. Meditation should be like child looking at things. No opinions, no expectations, no judgmental thought. Just look at it as it is. You need to remind yourself, object as simply say, my mind, clear knowing, backspace. Time is done.
Yes.
So now maybe talk 5 minutes, so then maybe make it again. See what will happen. Now, if you're doing the meditation, if you need to remind yourself the object, you just simply say, my mind, clear knowing, like space. If you need to readjust your object. Here, should not expect something easy. No, nothing is easy. No, everything needs to put some effort if you want to make some results. So then eventually the object, not right away, at the beginning, keeping the mind or object, that's the most important things. So if you worry too much about the sharpness of the object, so you may end up readjusting your object again and again. So that will, that itself become the obstacle to keep your mind on the object. Okay? So you are too much worried about the sharpness of the object. You end up readjusting your object again and again. So that become obstacles to keep your mind on the object. So then you lose the whole point. First, keeping the mind on the object, there should not be other thoughts. These thoughts, only thoughts among those thoughts, some of them related to the past, some of them related to the future, none of that. That means, in the text it says, zero concern. Should not have any expectations. Like then what this meditation should be look like, child looking at things. No opinions, no judgmental thought, they just look at as they are. Like that. Even though there are 6 methods, but this one is highly praised by a lot of great yogis and yoginis. So now, after a while, so eventually you will probably gain some kind of clarity of the object or sharpness of the object. So that's very good news. It will happen. It's not like it will never happen. That's not true. It will happen. It will happen. Whether you know how to start the fire or not, when you start the fire, it will burn. Eventually, it will burn, So that's the nature of fire, Once you focus, it will focus, So then doing that, focusing on the object with no concern, no expectations, keeping your mind on the object, So result will be, then you will achieve non-distraction state. So your mind is no longer going to be disturbed. That's how mind becomes calm and peaceful. Why they are so important to have calm mind, peaceful mind, or your assessment for the situation and circumstance, everything will be much stronger, much better one, because the mind is calm. Any assessment, how you say assessment? Assessing circumstance or noise. Yeah, so a much, much better one. So then after a little while, so you may guess, as I said, you may gain like some clarity or sharpness of the object, so then focus there. Now the strength of the sharpness and clarity is when it become about to get weak, so need to be aware that subtle thinking mind is about to take over your meditation. Subtle thinking mind is about to take over your meditation. So then, you know, if you lose that strength of sharpness and clarity, so that means first, when the strength of sharpness and clarity is about to get weak or diminish or weak, so that's the kind of sign that you have to be aware that very subtle thinking mind is about to take over your meditations. So that means you need to boost your strength. To challenge you, you need to boost your strength. Then if you lose the sharpness of strength, so that means subtle thinking mind is taking over. But you did not lose the object, but you lose the clarity of the object, or sharpness of the object. So now there's no sharpness, there's just clarity. If you lose that, so then the gross thinking mind already took over your meditations. So need to be aware. Who is analyzing that while you are meditating? Separate set of awareness, what is called introspections, that's the one analyzing. Separate set of awareness, that's called introspection, that's the one is active while you're meditating. Similarly, you walk on the path with your friend, you are fully aware of the very path that you're walking on. Simultaneously, you're aware of the person's facial expressions, the talk, everything like that, exactly like that. So you may not face, you know, this first obstacle, but maybe there are second obstacles like excitement mind. When your mind is about to get distracted, that's very subtle thinking mind is about to take over your meditation, need to be aware. If you are not aware, so then what will happen the next step? So that you are on the object, at the same time you are some other thought rising together. Both of them there. Both of them are very present. On the object, same time, some other thought. So that means subtle excitement mind is taking, about to take over your meditations. You need to be aware. Then, if you are carried out by the thought, if you let it continue the thought, so then you will be carried out. So then, gross excitement mind is taking over your meditations. So then, pretty much, it's done. Not for the rest of life, but at the moment. So these things need to be aware. Please don't feel discouraged. Somebody else did it. You could do. Somebody else did it. It's the same way that we are doing now. It's not like right from the beginning they become expert. No, never happened in the past. It's not going to happen now. Not going to happen in the future. No need to put some effort. Sake of your calm mind, peaceful mind. When you look at the teaching of the six perfections, the last two perfections, someday jishis, concentrations, samadhi, Sanskrit, so concentration, samadhi, makes your mind calm and peaceful. So then you will have better judgmental or better judging the circumstance, the situations. Very positive way, very positive way, very positive way. At the beginning, as I said, shouldn't worry about the clarity or the sharpness, just focus on the object. It will get better, better. To get better, it definitely get better, better. It's just all this, just how much effort you put. So that meditation then should not be too long. I'm not just saying this, so we need to be skillful. This meditation should not be too long. If it's too long, so then you may be not aware that you are probably taking over by your meditation, taking over by thinking mind, but you still believe that you are meditating. Actually, it's not meditating, that you are just meditation taking over by thinking mind. So then doing that, long term, it will kind of create the problems that you may become the habit, half sleep, half meditating, going on this, and like that. So then we slow the body, 20 minutes, they get up, all the textbooks are here. All the piece of paper note is here. One day somebody took my notebook. Meanwhile, realize it's here. That happens. I think maybe the monastery people are not getting enough sleep. So that's why while they do, so they're doing the daytime, so many things happen in the day, then in the evening, there's a bunch of the commitments that you try to do. And you sit there, all your students, reciting prayer outside the house, they're reciting very loudly, and you are there. So then the students are wondering when you are going to call them to stop. Students outside, they are wondering when they are going to get break. Meanwhile, you are like napping. You are like mixing your prayer with the sleeping. Saying some prayers, maybe finish like the first two lines of refuge, maybe never able to finish the whole refuge because first two lines, then you fall asleep. Then you wake up, then you start again, then you up. So then we barely finished the 40-minute, so I'm just taking 40-minute as an example, but I don't think anybody sleeps for the refuge of Bodhisattva prayer. But there's a longer prayer. You see, half of them, you sleep, then you sleep again, then you sleep again. Meanwhile, students are wondering when you are going to call on them to stop. That's enough. So they get kind of like stressed out because they've been saying like hours and hours that teacher didn't say, because then meanwhile, the teacher is like, it's not a bad thing, there's no getting enough sleep. Then eventually goes like this, and goes like, then good. Then probably there's longer meditations taking place on the table. Then wake up, no AC, piece of the, a few pages of prayer is here. Little water, maybe your friend teased, or maybe somebody took. Nobody took is here because there was sweat stuck here for maybe 20 minutes on the table. So that's why meditation should not be too long, you know, otherwise, you know, your meditation will all mix up with the kind of the thinking mind and deep sleep. So then you sit there a long time, you know, not really like, there's not much energy. So then a lot of the energy, my time has been wasted. So meditation should be short. So now this is time to do something, not just talk. We've been talking here 20 plus years, every week, twice a week. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, been talking like last 20 years. It's time to do some practice, some meditations. Let's learn. If you're really wondering how can make our mind peace, that's exactly how it's been done. This process has been taught and tested, produce great results. If we put some effort, if we do some effort, we just sit down, some effort. If you cannot find time now, you are never going to find time. When you are going to find time? Never, ever. This is the best opportunities that we have, you know. If you put some effort, yeah, you can make progress, but you need to learn how to do. So then, you know, after that, then thought rise. You know, thought will rise, because thought has been rising all the time. It's not like, oh, last whole week there's no thought. It's not like that. A thought rise every, even while you are doing the practice, isn't it quite amazing? Like, oh, mama, not easy. Yeah, we need to put effort. Otherwise, thinking about eradicating disturbing thought is not that easy at all. Not easy at all. While you are doing the practice, even then, negative thoughts rise. Can you imagine? That you are doing the practice at the same time that negative thoughts rise. You are reciting the mantra at the same time you are saying the following. Negative thoughts sneak in. Wow. So that shows that the intensity of this disturbing thought is so powerful. So therefore we need to focus, we need to put focus, able to bring it back right away, rather than worrying, oh, why that, like, I'm not going to do practice because now thought negative thought rise. That's not good. Bring it back right away, regret, and think that next the mantra will purify that, and that I will not give any chance the negative thought are sneak in while I'm doing my practice. So what I realized, because I'm distracted, that's why thought rise. I'm distracted. I'm not here physically, mentally, verbally. I'm here physically, verbally, not mentally. I'm not here. And I just thought thoughts, and I just let it continue. I could stop, but you know, continue. Also, the minute you realize, the minute the negative thought rises, you recognize right away. Before you don't recognize, it just comes and you just carry out. Now you recognize right away, then you kind of wow, like even doing the spirit practice, the negative thought rises. Can you imagine now? Not easy. Well, doesn't mean it's impossible, but you know, we need to put some effort for the sake of your own happiness. As I said, spiritual practice, helping yourself, that's all, nothing more, nothing less. It's helping yourself. So then eventually you become better and better, so then you are pretty much there when you do prayer, when you do review meditation, you are there pretty much there. You're pretty much there. Before, you are there 10%. 90%, you are not there. But eventually, now you are there 20%, you are there. So now eventually you are 30% there. So then eventually the percentage rise. Then you are there 90% of the time, you are there. You are very aware what you are reviewing, what you are going through in your mind. You are 100%, 90% you are aware. Oh, so that is meditation. So then you are there. That means you are present. You are present. You are not in the past, not in the future. You are at the present. Oh, so then eventually that percentage will be 100%. Oh, then that's great. No. Then it brings tremendous joy. It brings tremendous joy, and like you feel fortunate, you feel like your life has meaning, and not just meaning, a huge meaning, your life's meaning, that you realize that every moment of this life is very precious. Eventually you realize that. So then you know this is nothing to do with eating something, looking at something. No, it's all happening here. Every joy that you experience is produced by thinking. You could call meditations, you know, review meditations. Very good for the beginner, review meditations. To keep your mind at the present moment, review meditations. Such as like this, just sit down, my mind, clear knowing, like space. Short. The meanwhile, to beware. Thinking mind, excitement mind, will rise. Take a meditation. There's something to be worried about, something to be concerned about. And there's something you can do, something you can do. See, first maybe like just 1%, then 2%, then 3%, then it will improve. It will improve. There's no doubt, there's no question. It will improve. Everything we do, there's potential that can be improved. Making tea, first time doesn't taste very good. Second time, talk to some friends who make good tea, learn. Maybe there's too much water, maybe too little tea, maybe there's too much tea, maybe too little milk. Eventually you adjust, no? You know, you bake. No, the first time when you bake, doesn't comes out very good. So now somebody says, oh, Neely makes one of the best, the brown bread. That's how they become, how she become expert. Oh, she made it many times. Not just talk about banana bread, never met one, just talk about banana bread, never met one. Just talk about banana bread. Can become expert. No? Can become expert. You cannot become expert of the loving meditation if you just talk. You become expert of talking about loving, but no, you don't become expert of meditating on loving. Oh, very important. So all of us, we have equal opportunities, equal potentials to improve. Okay, so all my friends, so it's time to do some, you know, meditation, which is not just always talk, okay, or set up all your happiness. So then please also read that sixth method, what my meditation should be looks like, or it should be looks like time looking at things. It could be like oceans, surface, some waves deep down, never moves like that. Okay? The sixth method. So that I will explain. So time. Ocean time. So then of course we all worried, including myself, while I'm meditating, maybe thought will take over, that thought will rise. Don't worry, thought will rise. It's a part of the process. So now the question is, when the thought rises, what I should do? Because I'm trying to create here complete instructions for you to do productive meditation. That's all. So not, you know, like... So now you are meditating, thought rises. Hmm. first method or technique, how to deal with the thought. Thought arise. Namdo kanji mohalas. Whatever types of thought arise. During the meditation, even like thought of giving something, generally speaking, it's good things. But in this case, it's become obstacles. Your mind should be on the focus, not like carry out by giving something, doing practice of generosity. These are become obstacles. Generally speaking, these are good things, but in this case, it's become obstacles. Whatever types of thought arise, the first method, maintaining your meditation simply staring at the thought. Make sense? Maintaining your meditations simply staring at the thought. Whatever thought arises, just stare. Look closely. One way you could say, just recognize. Look closely, just recognize. Maintaining your meditations, looking at the thought, staring at the thought. Maintaining your meditation, looking at the thought rise. Thought of chocolate chip cookie from the whole foot. Warm chocolate chip cookie from the whole foot. A thought rise. Or maybe cheesecake, chocolate, whatever thought the rise. Look at the thought. Namdo ki mohola teni chongsus. Look at the thought. That's all you need to do. Just look at the thought. That's all you need to do. Look at that. The very thought is also like space. There's no color. There's no shape. What happens when you look at the thought? It will disappear. When it disappears, what it looks like, it looks like space, nothing else. When it looks like space, you are back to your focus. You are back to your focus. When the thought disappears, it's not like you are going to see some yellow color or something green, no. It's like space. Then you are back to the object. You are back to your object. More fast method. When thought rises, fast method. Second method, maybe that method may be suitable for someone else. Maybe not me, nor suitable for everybody else. Maybe suitable for somebody else. You follow that technique. Second, thought rise, you are determined, you are very determined not to continue that thought. You want to cut the thought right away. In this case, introspections, subtract awareness that analyzing that you are on the focus or not on the focus, either you are thinking or getting too excited, the separate set of awareness called introspections, Shijin. That is like I. You see, thought lines, you see, that is like I. Mindfulness now is like salt. Mindfulness is like salt. Arrow that coming to you, arrow from all directions, that's the thought. Thought. Different types of thought. Meditation is like arrow coming towards you. Mindfulness is like salt. Every time the arrow rises, then you stop. Namdo ki ngora teni chongsu. Second one is like namdo la tozu bujubu chabasuyut. Right away, stop. Right away, you stop the thought. Right away. You need eye, introspections. You need thought to stop, mindfulness. Arrow that are coming towards you, these are like thought. Stop right away, like that. second method. The third method, just be aware. Just be aware why thought rise. How it rise, why it rise, how it rise, where it goes, just look at that, how it rise, why it rise, where it leads, just let it rise, just to be aware, why it rise, how it rise, where it leads. Eventually, it will come back. It will come back to you eventually. You are like boat. In the middle of the oceans. So there's a bird that trapped into that boat in the cage. Desperately want to fly, and you just keep them there. It's not going to help. Just release that bird. It will fly. Probably wandering some other better place to land or some other place. Fly, realize there's not nowhere to land. The boat is the only place to land, nowhere else to land. It will come back to the boat, finish. These methods are mentioned by the fourth mention of the Qijing. So I think these are all very much relevant for our minds. These are three methods that you can apply while you're meditating. So all this knowledge then will help you are there, one person, two person, three person, four person, five person. It gets better and better and better, become easier and easier and easier and easier. Can you imagine that you can, if you say, I'm going to focus on object, doesn't have to be your mind, your awareness. It can be a flower, it can be painting, it can be color, but it has to be one. It can be multiple things. Because why? Because the point is to keep your mind on the object. If you keep changing object, then your mind just always moving, then that's not good. That's why all the stress is generated. Because there's too much movement in our mind. There's like 100 different thoughts every single day, sometimes every hour. If you start to count, when you wake up till you go to bed, if you start to count how many thoughts or number is staggering, number is going to be staggering. You can't even probably count. Even when you're doing the spiritual practice, even then, oh my. So just forget about if you are not doing spiritual practice. So then, less thought, more focus, more calm mind, more peaceful mind, very good. Lot of benefit for the health, lot of health benefits, physical health, lot of benefits for physical health, all the blood circulation, everything will be, when you get nervous, the blood pressure shoots up. They clearly show there's nothing to do with the Buddhism, there's the part. So when mind gets calm and peaceful, everything is kind of like balance. So Tamke is the best method. This is the best method for people who are not achieved shamatha. That's the best method for people who haven't achieved shamatha, to keep their mind on the object and keep their mind calm and peaceful and keep their mind at the present moment. This is the best method. You yourself introducing yourself the conventional nature of awareness. That's what it's all about. So when you are so good, when the percentage of that become like 90s, probably 100s, so then time to focus on the shunyata. Yeah, so dinner now, yeah, time is over. So maybe next time one of the venerable nuns can lead the meditation, probably you can do a better job than, you know, my broken English. So then people do, the president of the Chichen Chanchen did mention 9-round breathing meditation is, it is necessary if your mind is all stressed out, like all upset, and you can meditate. You cannot meditate. Sorry, you cannot meditate. Either your mind has to be neutral or something positive. That's the best state of mindset that you can meditate. If your mind is already upset, stress or stress, so then 9-round breathing meditation is important to keep your mind settled, making your mind settled. So then 9-round breathing meditation did mention based on the Chichen. So then generally speaking, you know, like traditionally there's so much preliminary practice has been done. It's not just you just jump there and sit, not like that. A lot of preliminary practice has been done. So then all the dissolutions happen. Then right after that, traditionally then you dissolve all, you know, like the magic fields into your like center of your heart. So then you become one with the magic field. So then from there, so then you start with this meditation. So, and you know, a lot of you probably not happy, don't know all this preliminary practice. So it doesn't matter, but you can still meditate. You can still meditate, okay? All this preliminary practice to help to as part of the preparations to have realizations of, you know, shunyata. There's all this preliminary practice. Hours of preliminary practice has been done. So then you do the mahamudra meditations. But anyway, so you get benefit. You get benefit. Okay? Mm. Yeah, so you try, I try. No, so this is the best opportunities. So if you cannot do now, there will be no time. You will never ever find any time to do. This is the best opportunities. Even 5 minutes a day is worth it. Okay? Oh yeah, thank you very much. So then, as I said, if you do too long, then mix all your meditation, mix with sleep and all kinds of things. So then we should need to be fully aware. Fully awake, fully aware. That's how the meditation energy has to be there, okay? Oh yeah, thank you very much. So we'll stop here. So it's over. The time is over now. 3 minutes ago or 4 minutes ago. So Venerable Hamala will do dedication. So thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll start with the dedication verses from Master Shanti Davis, Bodhi Karyavatar. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. And may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. For His Holiness, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Rezi Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Sarah J. Kinsey Rinpoche Jesomo Sandalak, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Amitare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. A long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine. Masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And seven green chara, mantras, spaghetti, and your disciples. Long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. So everyone have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la. Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Oh, Tojise.